Good evening, everybody. I've just been given the cue that they are ready, and so not to pray too long, you know, because they are eager to come out here and to share what they've been working on, and we're eager to have them do just that. So we're going to open in prayer, and then Dr. Blank is going to come and lead us in a song just to kind of limber everybody up, wake everybody up so that we'll be all attentive when the kids make their grand entrance with a grand story to tell us tonight. So let's pray. God, we thank you for tonight. We pray that as the children have gone through all the practices and the preparation, we pray that you will embed this story upon their hearts, that it'll be something that they remember for the rest of their lives. We thank you for the adults that have worked with them so diligently trying to bring this all together. We pray that you would give peace, that you would give guidance, and Lord, not only may you use the story to speak to the children, but may this story through the children, may you use it to speak to our hearts as well. So, Lord, we're just asking for your presence and for your grace upon this moment. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
A long time ago in the city of Nazareth, there is a woman named Mary. Mary was promised to marry a man named Joseph who lived there too.
One day, an angel from God came and talked to Mary. He told Mary she was going to have a baby.
Mary, you're going to have a baby and he will be the Son of God.
Thank you.
Joseph wasn't sure what to do when Mary was going to have a baby.
So one night while he was asleep, the angel came to talk to Joseph too.
Joseph, Mary's going to have a baby from God. It's okay for you to marry her and take care of the baby. You will name the baby Jesus.
And so that's just what he did.
A while later, the emperor in Rome, Caesar Augustus, said that everyone had to go to their own hometown to be counted.
Everyone go to your hometown so I can count you.
So Mary and Joseph went to the town of Bethlehem to be counted. Because Joseph was of the house and line of David, and Bethlehem was known as the city of David.
There were lots of other people there too. There were so many people, in fact, there was no room for them in the inn. So Mary and Joseph stayed in the stable, which was a place for animals to stay warm and dry.
While they were there, baby Jesus was born, and Mary took him and wrapped him up warm and laid him in the manger.
There were some shepherds out in the field watching over their flocks of sheep. And the angel came and talked to the shepherds, and they were terribly afraid.
Don't be afraid. I bring you good news. The Savior, which is Christ the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem. You'll find the baby wrapped in soft cloths and lying in a manger.
And all of a sudden, there were lots of angels saying, and then the angels left.
And when the angels had left, the shepherds went and found the baby Jesus in the manger, just as they had been told.
And when they found him, they worshipped him.
Not far away, in a place called Jerusalem, there lived an evil king named Herod. One day after baby Jesus had been born, wise men came to Jerusalem looking for the newly born king of the Jews.
They asked King Herod where he was.
So the king asked his advisors,
"Where is the king of the Jews to be born?"
"In Bethlehem."
"In Bethlehem. Go and find him and let me know where he is so I can come and worship him too."
So the wise men went and found baby Jesus by following his star. When they found him, they worshiped him.
Of glory.
Herod didn't really want to worship baby Jesus. He wanted to harm him. The wise men were warned by God about this, so they went home another way.
When the king found out he was tricked, he was really mad.
I'm really mad!
He was determined to destroy this newborn king. So King Herod sent his soldiers to Bethlehem to find the baby Jesus.
Go and find him and destroy him!
But God warned Joseph in a dream to get out of there.
Get out of there!
And so they did.
So Joseph and Mary and little baby Jesus went to Egypt, and they stayed there until the evil King Herod died. After King Herod died, God told Joseph it was safe to come back because the people who wanted the child dead had now died.
Hey, you can come back now. It's safe.
Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus came back from Egypt, and they went to live in the town of Nazareth again.
And that's where baby Jesus grew up until he was grown.
And so now you've heard it all about how God sent his only son to be born as a baby so that later he could save everyone from their sins. And all it took was
just a little Christmas.
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Heaven and nature sing, and heaven, heaven, heaven. to thank all the parents who've brought their children to practice. I want to thank all these children. They've been so good and learning their parts. But just thank you all for coming tonight, and I hope you all have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Amanda, we have a little gift for you from the children.
Thank you.
Amanda has worked so hard with these children. It started out with like three might show up for practice and they're in the group.
This is also on behalf of the parents. We know that many, many long hours go into this, and unless you have done this yourself, you just don't know the job that Amanda undertook this year. So you are a blessing to not only the children but to the parents. So thank you.
I love the fact that the Christmas story is so easy to understand that our children very clearly and very explicitly can tell the story to us, and they understand it, and yet it's so deep and powerful that we never fully get it. So thank you, kids. Thank you, Amanda, and all the helpers for taking the time to share the story, because if we really let the story embed us into our hearts, then we can have what they sang for us, and that is a Merry Christmas. Why don't you stand as we close in prayer tonight? Lord, we again thank you for this moment. We thank you for the children and for the way that they've told your story. And Lord, we pray that these images, these words will truly embed them into our hearts, that we will more fully and completely enjoy the Christmas season. Again, thank you for being a part of this moment. We praise you, we love you, and we thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. In your name we pray, amen. All right. God bless you. Have a great evening.